We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some honesty and some realism. A recognition that the State of the Union could use some serious improvement and that this country has been on the wrong track in a number of ways over the last couple of years. You know, we're still in the throes of out of control of inflation. Gas prices in California are going up again. You know, the economy is in recession, you know, life has been hard for a lot of people in this country over the last couple of years. And you know, that didn't need to be the case. There were a lot of policy mistakes made that led to this inflation, that led to this economic downturn. And I'd like to hear the president recognize that, be honest about it, and you know, begin to chart a different course. And I'm ready and willing to work with him if that's what he chooses to do. I think that it's a similar story when it comes to our border. We're seeing record numbers of illegal border crossings every month. That is bringing with it a whole host of negative consequences when it comes to fentanyl, when it comes to human trafficking, and when it comes to the basic security of our country. And, you know, similarly, I think you're seeing crime in this country and in many communities that continues to, you know, make communities less and less safe. That too is a result of conscious policy choices. So I think we are at a point where Americans are really looking for a new direction. Now, I will say that I've gotten some sense of what the president is going to talk about tonight. I understand he's going to make a major proposal when it comes to the fentanyl crisis in this country, that he is, in fact, going to acknowledge the need for greater border security and the need to reform our criminal laws to hold these, what are essentially murderers, accountable, who deal these substances to young people. So based on what I've heard, I find that encouraging. And again, I'm very willing and ready to work with the president on that to make sure that it's not just words, but there's action as well.
I want to come back to the economy and the idea of a recession in a second, but sticking with the border, curious what he does, what the president's policy proposal is. But of course, you know, a long-term immigration fix is going to require work of both parties. The border was, you know, it was a mess in the Trump administration. It's a mess in the Biden administration. Fentanyl, sex workers, other dangerous drugs came across in the Trump administration, came across in the Biden administration, came across in the Bush administration, came across in the Obama administration. I mean, anybody who's serious about the border will tell you that until Congress really gets its act together and starts to, and Democrats and Republicans start to work together to come up with a better migrant system, a better pour a lot more resources into courtrooms and judges to process cases much more quickly down there, that you're just going to have the same issue. And instead of being kind of a political football, it really should, the approach should be, how do we work together to completely rewrite these countries' immigration policies? I mean, is that something you're willing to do rather than frame it as it's Biden's fault, even though these are, you know, 30-year-old problems?
Well, you are correct in that there has been a problem at the border to some extent for some time. But there's no denying the fact that it has reached absolutely record proportions over the last couple of years. When you look at the history of our country, the number one year in terms of the overall number of illegal border crossings was 2022. The second highest ever number of illegal border crossings was 2021. If you look at the highest month ever for illegal border crossings in this country, it was December of 2022. We don't have the January of 2023 numbers yet, so maybe that record is going to be broken very quickly as well. And you know, this isn't happening by coincidence. There have been a number of policies that this president put in place immediately that were specifically designed to make the border less secure. Things like reversing the Remain in Mexico policy and reversing all of the moves that had been made to strengthen the border in the previous administration were summarily reversed with predictable consequences that have now been borne out. And so I don't agree with the idea that we need to completely rewrite the country's immigration laws in order to stem this, at least mitigate this problem and to make it much more manageable. What we need to do is enforce the law. That's what this administration has refused to do. And that's what I hope the president will recognize, that we need a new direction in tonight's speech.
And then on the economy, I mean, there's no question that inflation blew up under Biden's watch, and Republicans are more than willing to hang that around his neck. But on the flip side, are you willing also then to credit the president for what's been probably the most robust jobs market in this country's, arguably, this modern history? The bounce back from the pandemic, economic losses, job losses, has been rather remarkable. If Republicans are saying inflation is Biden's fault, are they also going to say that that incredible job creation is also Biden's, is to Biden's credit?
Well, I would not characterize it that way by any means. I mean, the reality is we just lost, jobs from the workforce in astounding numbers during the COVID shutdowns, especially in states like California. So, of course, once we allow people to start working again, there's going to be, job growth. But the reality is our workforce is still, more deactivated than perhaps it has ever been. I mean, you talk to any small business owner in this country or any business owner in general, they are struggling mightily to attract workers. And it's because we had economic policies that did not incentivize work, that in fact incentivized just the opposite. It's part of what led to the inflation as well, pouring trillions and trillions of dollars into the economy. And so, no, I don't agree with that at all. I think when you look at how Americans feel about the economy right now, no one is using words like incredible to describe it. They feel overwhelmingly, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, that our economy is on the wrong track. And it didn't have to be that way. We could have been smarter, and we need to start getting smarter now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.